You are 18. You are huddled against a hawthorn tree, and you believe your life is over. This morning, you got your A-level results. The hawthorn is a mile or so from your house, high on Bodmin Moor, and you are alone in this moment. You need to be, to set free the proper sob that's been waiting in your chest since you opened the envelope, since you saw that C grade next to English literature. That C that was supposed to be an A, because English is the thing you're good at, isn't it? That you've always been good at. Books are who you are. You've already phoned the university who needed that A, and they have said you can't take up your place to read English literature. Because you worked so hard on your applications, studied all the entry requirements of all the places you wanted to go, you believe that C is the end. And that means you're staying put, when all you want is to go, to leave the moor, to start your future. And now something worse is working into your thoughts. If books aren't your thing, then who are you? Your English teacher knows who you are. In the coming weeks, she will tell you all is not lost. You can retake the exam where it all went wrong, one of the last old-style A-level students in the country to do so. And she will help you find the confidence to put pen to paper again, in one-to-ones, after her school day finishes. Your belief in the goodness of English teachers will be confirmed for life, and you will one day help others in this way, as she helped you. But you don't know this yet. You will spend the next months reading, more intensely than you ever have before. You will read widely and deeply, and this will change you. You will outrun your sadness in other people's stories, and you will start to write your own. And when you go to university a year later than you planned, you will do so to study writing alongside literature, and you will find a life you didn't know was waiting for you. You will stay in that place for a long time, and there you will write books, and people will publish them. One of those books will tell a story of the moor, and in it a girl will lean against a hawthorn tree and sob. You will write yourself back into the place you were so desperate to leave. You will realise it's part of the story of yourself. If this letter should reach you at the hawthorn, if somehow I can send an emissary back in time to give you these words, I know you won't have any trouble believing in letters from the future, in quests to alter the space-time continuum, because such stories are the world you live in. But here's what makes me sad as I write this now. You would believe a letter from the future was possible, but you wouldn't believe the things this letter promises. You would think it's some cruel trick. At that moment at the hawthorn tree, your imagination can't stumble clear of the darkness that has found you. But it will. This future is for you.